Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In this together, a scientifically crafted psychological dictatorship is being built all around us. The Defense Department, the State Department, over 70 years ago, back when it was the War Department, hired top psychologists, psychiatrists, and PR firms headed up by people like Edward Bernays to propagandize and brainwash the public. They now have completely brainwashed most of the population. And they are now training the police and security guards that if you don't submit, and that means tell them what they want, do everything they say, they taser you, break your arms, or, in the case of this woman at the airport, jump on your neck with their knee and break your neck and then throw you in the jail cell and say you killed yourself. That's what they do now. And this is all encouraged. It's all being done because they now are going to destroy the dollar, bankrupt the economy fully, and they want to be able to shoot people on the streets like they're doing in Burma. School guards break child's arm and arrest her for dropping cake. Our story went to in the top 10 on the web over the weekend, according to the big rating services that are out there. One of the most viewed stories. I've had a number one story before in the London bombing, but we every once in a while get in the top 10. This was in the top 10. What, number 8 according to one service, number 9 according to another. Just interesting that it got a lot of attention. School guards break child's arm and arrest her for dropping cake. Pandemic of police and security violence continues unabated. But the bigger story here isn't that they just broke this young lady's arm, who's very soft-spoken and has no disciplinary record. They admit that. It's that when a young man videotaped it with his camera phone, they admittedly tackled him, jumped on him with their knees, assaulted him, three burly security guards, one of them looks like he weighs 300 pounds at least, jumping up and down on him. The guy is obese, but he also has large arms. I'm looking at him. One of those guys that eats three pizzas a day but does lift weights. And they tackled him, beat him up, and then later when he complained and said he was going to sue, they said, okay, we're charging you with battery. The mother showed up. They wouldn't give her her daughter. She brushed past. They're charging her with battery. But after the fact, when she said she was going to press charges, they arrested another girl who complained, and they broke her arm, the daughter's arm, and then didn't go after her for battery until after she was going to sue. And that's the story here, is that they have all these witnesses in an entire cafeteria saying they didn't touch him. The only person that touched anybody was the mother, and she brushed by after, like, the mama whale we were talking about in the last segment when those killer whales were eating her baby. She brushed past the killer whales, basically, to use the analogy. And I'm not calling you a whale, ma'am. I was getting into Animal Planet last hour, watching these killer whales eat this baby whale, and the mama trying to fight them off. And so the mother just brushed past the god, the school vice principal, and went to get her daughter. And then they left her alone until she said, I'm going to file charges, and she called the cops. She called more killer whales to save her from killer whales, and then they went ahead and attacked her and took her off, as killer whales do. All right, I'm getting off into my killer whale analogy. For stations just joined us, I was talking about Animal Planet last hour and some horrible footage I saw of killer whales killing a baby whale. And the mother couldn't save it. So when we get back, we're going to talk to this nice lady. She's very well-spoken, worked for another school district nearby, has no record herself, of course, done nothing wrong, and she's now lost her job. She's not on paid leave like the guy that broke her daughter's arm. See, if she'd have been a security guard and broken arm, she'd be just fine. But she brushed past when they were trying to hold her back from getting to her daughter. No doubt they wanted to tell her daughter to shut up and go along with having her wrist broken. Her shoulders also hurt. They took her arm in the video and cranked the elbow, which at an angle, all the way back to almost her head. I'm surprised that the shoulder isn't completely ripped out of the socket, and I would bet there's rotator cuff damage, lifelong injury. But I remember when I had Tony Brown on the show many years ago, he said, what they do in the black community, they'll do in your community next. And now they do it everywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Latricia Majors joins us again today. I had her on last night, but I wanted to be able to tell more of her story. Then coming up at the bottom of the hour, in about 25 minutes from now, FBI thought bombs brought down towers on 9/11. Huge news up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. The story here for stations that just joined us recapping is that not only did she clean the cake up 3 times, the security guard then broke her arm, twisted her arm all the way back to where her shoulder was touching her ear, and the elbow was straight up above the head. Then the cameraman, they assaulted him, a young man with a camera phone, and then they charged him and his sister with battery after the fact when they said they were going to sue him. And they do this. They just throw charges on you to protect themselves. Psychopathic, sociopathic. I mean, can you imagine just trying to ruin somebody's life just because you did wrong? They sleep good at night doing it, folks. Now, the type of you reap what you sow comes around, goes around. Call it karma if you want. You couldn't do a worse thing than bear false witness in from a position of authority. And to hurt children, it better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw it into the deepest sea. But you got to learn that for yourself, don't you? Just when your life's a wreck and you've done and it's totally ruined, just maybe you can repent then. I want to tell all these wicked people that have charged falsely and ruined lives and sent people to prison, and you snicker and you laugh about it all day long. We got to cue up that Johnny Cash song to go out of break for the last 2 minutes of this segment, and then we'll come back and talk to our guest. Going to our guest right now, as this unfolds, it was a protest Friday there. Parents told their horror stories, but regardless, this is all on video now. Latricia Majors, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the media was talking about you getting Johnny Cochran's law firm, but you haven't yet, so you need legal help.
Yes, I do.
Just in a nutshell, walk through the chain of events that happened and any details I haven't fleshed out for people.
My daughter's friend, she had brought a birthday cake to school to celebrate her birthday. And the kids were in the outside cafeteria area, and they decided to, you know, just smear cake on the birthday girl's face, just in fun. And a couple kids started, you know, kind of tossing cake around and doing the frosting, trying to put it on each other's face and what have you. So the bell rang for them all to go to class. So my daughter said they all were cleaning up, and she took some cake and walked it over to the trash to throw it away. When she went to the trash, someone bumped into her, and the cake fell on the ground. So the security guard, Chris Nehemiah, he walks over and asks her to pick it up. So she picks up the cake and put it back on the plate and throw it into the trash. She then proceeded to go to the restroom to wipe all of the frosting and cake to wash her hands. And she said as she came out of the restroom, he was standing right there waiting for her and said, "I told you to pick the cake up." And she said, "I did pick the cake up." He said, "Well, you need to get it all up." And she said to me, she said, "Mom, there was nothing but just like little crumbs and frosting, you know." So she said she went on and attempted to get the rest of it up, scraping it with her fingers and threw it in the trash. She said at that time he received a call on his walkie-talkie. So he started talking to someone. So she said that she assumed that he was finished with her and he was satisfied with her getting the cake up a second time. And he called her back and said, "I told you to get the crumbs up, get it all up." And she said, "I can't. I got all of it up that I can."
And again, this is who wants a job as a school security guard. There's a big scandal. It's in mainstream newspapers about the guard that makes sexual comments to the girls, but they won't fire him.
That's
a big scandal right now. Well, in criminology, they'll tell you people that want to be school security guards or school cops or CPS workers are at the highest levels of pedophilia. And I'm not saying that about these guys, but statistically, if you were a pedophile, where would you go? You'd be a truancy officer. You'd be a jail guard in a juvenile facility. That's why. So you tend to get scum wanting these jobs. Please continue.
Yes. So she said she proceeded to walk to class, and the next thing she knew, he had grabbed her by her arm, twisted it behind her back, and she said when he twisted it behind her back, he raised up on it, which forced her to bend over. So at that point, he slammed her on the table, and he said something to the effect, "Hold still, nappy head," or something to that effect.
By the way, there's video of all this.
Yes, there is. And so she said,
and folks, watch it. I'm not kidding. I mean, this is brutal. I mean, this is cranking the arm up with pleasure while she's not resisting. And you can see him with a pleasure, a demon look on his face with the mouth pulled back and the teeth just going, "Oh, yeah, I'm ripping a girl's arm off. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good. It's good to kill this country. Oh, I love it."
Absolutely. She said then she started screaming and hollering, "Please let me go. Please let me go. You're hurting me."
And that's the added predatory pleasure. He was feeding at that point demonically. Okay, please continue.
Yes. And then she said at that point, other students gathered around, and they were all yelling, "Let her go. Let her go." You know, and he didn't let her go. So I was actually on my lunch break, and I had a parent call me. Now, I didn't
know how long did his feeding continue? How long did the vampiric feeding continue?
I'm not sure, but I noticed in the pictures that the principal was, you know, standing out there, you know, watching all of this go on. You know, if you see there's one picture that was on the front page, and the principal, he has a blue shirt on and a red tie. He was standing right by when all of this abuse was taking place, and he did nothing. So the parent called me because she said that she saw my daughter, and she was crying and screaming, and she said she asked my daughter, "Have you called your mom?" And my daughter said, "They won't let me. They won't let me call my mom." So she said, "Well, what's your number?" And the parent actually wrote my number down in the palm of her hand with a pen and called me. So I received the call on my cell phone, and she says, the security guards are up here beating up your daughter. You need to get up here quick. So I rushed down there, and I go into the school, and I said, I'm Pleje Mervin's mother. I understand my daughter has been injured. Can you please bring her to me? And they all said they didn't know where she was. They had no clue where she was. So they said, sit down. They pick up their walkie-talkies and start pretending that they were looking for her. And I waited for 15 minutes. Once 15 minutes had passed, I went to the principal's office. And I said, excuse me, sir, can you please bring my daughter to me? And he was working on his computer, and he didn't even turn around and acknowledge me. He just said, oh, I think she went to the restroom. So I had my other daughter with me, she's 17, and I said to my daughter, I said, Brianna, go to the restroom and see if Pleje's in there. So Brianna went to the restroom and came back. Mom, she's not in the restroom. She's not in the restroom. So I went back to his door. I said, excuse me, sir, my daughter isn't in the restroom. I need you to bring my daughter to me now. So I waited for another 10 to 15 minutes. And they still didn't bring this. And they're telling me they don't know where she is, that they don't know. And we don't live too far from the school. So at that point, I started thinking, okay, well, maybe she got scared and had a chance to run off campus, and maybe she's going home, you know, running home, since they're telling me that they don't. Since they were telling me that they didn't know where she was. So at that point, I said, you know what? If you guys aren't going to bring me my daughter, I'm going to get her. My oldest daughter had told me that they had a security room in the back. So I said, come take me to the room, Brianna. And as I was going into the school, the assistant principal, he extended his arms and said, no, you just need to wait in the office.
Yeah, they were there trying to get her to swear out a statement that she'd done something violent to protect themselves after their assault.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. And plus, they were waiting for her to calm down. They were trying to calm her down and get her to stop crying, you know.
After having her arm broken, yeah.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, will make a grown man cry.
Yes. So he extended out his arms and said, no, you just need to wait in the office. I said, you know what? I've waited long enough. I'm not waiting any longer. I'm going to find my daughter. And I brushed past his arms.
After hearing that she'd been beat up and you get there and for 30 minutes, they won't let you see her.
Exactly. So I'm not really knowing what kind of shape she's in.
And you see, they haven't extincted your good instincts as a mother to not submit to them.
Yeah.
Most people will sit there while they kill their children nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. I mean, it happens
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
And so you brush past the God, and then what happened next? And when you got back to her, what did you see?
I went to the back, the one security room that my daughter took me to, and I opened the door, and I look in there, and she's not in there. So at that point, I got on my phone. I called 911. I said, my daughter's missing. She's supposed to be at school. I understand the security guards have roughed her up. I need an officer, quick. And at that point, they told me, well, one of the other parents, the one who originally called me, had already called 911. So the 911 operator tells me, we have two cars on the way. So then when they saw me get on the phone, call 911, they said, come on, we'll take you to her. So they took me to another building way in the back on the other side of
the
school.
Yeah, they've been lying the whole time, all right.
Exactly. They knew exactly where she was.
It's all about deception. A sick, corrupt, unaccountable institution with jail guards in it, having their way with your children. That's government training camps. Please continue. You get there, what did you see?
My daughter walks out, and she's hysterical, and she's crying, and they say, well, you can walk out this way. We don't want you walking back through the school. That's fine. So I walked out. I stood in front of the school and waited for the police officers to arrive. Once the police officers arrived, I demanded that he be arrested. I demanded. So he went and talked to... At that time, the assistant principal told him that I shoved him.
Stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's two big issues here. This security guard did this because that's what they train security guards and police to do now. They're trained that if someone doesn't submit, that they taser them and taser them and taser them. Until death, usually. It's over 10 tasers, most people start dying. Happens all the time. That they jump on your back of your neck with their knee. They teach them torture holds. You know, we put video up and got 30-something thousand views of police breaking people's arms for paying compliance. Someone flagged it on the YouTube community so you can't get to it. But for some reason, you can still link through off PrisonPlanet.com. It's posted with the story. High school security guards attack teen with cell phone camera, then frame him. It's also in the original story we did. School guards break child's arm and arrest her for dropping cake. So there's the issue of paying compliance. And I mean, they'll do it. I mean, if you're not answering their questions now, or you're not getting up and getting in a squad car, or you're not urinating in a cup, they'll just come right in and grab you on torture points and start torturing you. See, that's how the evil has just been, and it's out in the open. They just do it. And then there's the bigger issue of framing people, lying. And this has become so widespread that you can't believe anything a cop says. It doesn't matter that a lot of cops will tell the truth. It's that they've taught them to lie. Jack McClam will tell you about this. Most highly decorated police officer, cop of the year twice in Phoenix, they were taught to lie. And the general public is starting to figure this out. Now we have all these squad car videos where they say, I'll frame you, ha ha ha. So it's gotten so widespread that cops think they're allowed to now. Going back to the mother of this young girl that had this done to her, Latricia Majors. Latricia, where is... okay, so at that point, you say, I want them arrested. The cop goes in. He's not going to side with you. You could have videotape of them chopping children's heads off. They'd arrest you for chopping the heads off. What happened next?
Well, the police officer went and spoke to the assistant principal, and he told him that I shoved him. So the officer comes back over and says, you know what? Well, if you want him, if you want Chris arrested, then you're going to be arrested as well. And I go, for what? For battery. The assistant principal said that you pushed him, you shoved him. And I had five witnesses there.
Well, here's my question. Why do we have New York cops, at least 20 of them on tape, assaulting Aaron? I'm looking at out the broadcast window. It's all on video. It's on YouTube. They broke the $6,000 camera. They were shoving him, hitting him. And that's allowed. And New York cops, by the way, when crowds aren't moving now, they just shove people in the back. Get moving. Mm-hmm. So, see, I mean, we are literally like pathetic slaves, folks. We are pathetic. This is a pathetic country. I have cops on tape just when crowds are out. Just get out of it. Move it. Move it. But oh, it's okay for them to, though. They'll probably start getting little whips like it's a slave pit. Just start start swacking us with whips. Okay, so, but then he didn't arrest him, did he? What happened next?
No, he didn't. And so then he said, well, you know what, I'm just going to make out a report. And he actually gave me the white slip, the report form, to call and get the report in 3 to 5 days. So that lets you know he had no intentions on arresting me because he wrote out, he said he was going to make a report and actually gave me the slip with the file number and everything on it. So at that point, I said, you know what, that's not good enough. I want him arrested. I need to see a sergeant now. And so he looked at me and he said, oh, you want a sergeant? You're going to get a sergeant.
See, it's all about who's got the power. It's like that other cop says on tape. He goes, I've got the power. I'm going to frame you. You're going to learn that I can frame you, little man.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about they've got the power. You don't have the power over the vaccines, cop. You don't have the power over the food you drink, the poisonous water. You don't have power over the IRS and the New World Order. You're just like us. You're a slave, too, cop.
Exactly. And I believe they called a sergeant that they knew would arrest us. Because once the sergeant got there, he was very rude, you know, very rude. They all stood in a little huddle and talked. And then the next thing I know, we were just all being handcuffed.
All being handcuffed.
They handcuffed us, all four of us, at the same time. They just rushed us, and each one of them had one of us just handcuffing us.
Now they handcuffed your daughter even after her arm was broken.
Oh, yes, yes.
Pure torture.
Yes.
Unbelievable. This country's so gone, folks.
Yes, so they did.
Were they saying, you got what you wanted now, lady?
No, one of the police officers did mention something about, well, when you drag stuff on, this is what happens. Like, we should have left it alone, you know.
See, we're under them. We're under them now. You see, we're...
Absolutely.
We're under them. They're the gods. They work for the corrupt government.
Absolutely.
And there's the proof, folks. It's all on video. Nobody assaulted anybody. Her case isn't on video that we know. I bet they got school cameras, though, but they won't show that. But we know the others, they didn't touch this god. Four people. They had the witnesses out there to Oh, the cameraman, his sister, they're going to tell the story. Oh, you're going to be a witness. How about we throw a charge on you? Stay there. I want to come back and try to get you some support.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
And that song goes on to say that the teachers would beat and abuse the students, and then they'd go home at night and their fat and psychopathic wives would beat them within inches of their lives. Now, we don't need your brainwashing anymore. Government brainwasher, we're on to you! wall. It's just another brick in the wall. We know who the enemy is. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. We're going to go back to our guest here and hopefully get her some support. Turns out Cochran's firm isn't helping her yet. This happens every second in this country. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay alive. When we see the term useless eaters used against the undesirables, whether they are old folks, the sick, poor, Christians, ethnic groups, or political dissenters, it doesn't leave any question in the mind as to whether food is intended as the control mechanism of choice. Food has been, is now, and forever will be the international media of power. You'll never have to stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. Do what it takes to store food now. I've got mine, and you need to get yours. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or call 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect. They got the best portable foods out there, bar none. Big giant banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got storable food from them. You need to do it as well. Speaking of food, I've been getting really good about taking it most days. I don't like vitamins because they give me a stomachache. Most of it goes right through you. But when it's just the ground-up essence of the plants, 20-plus vegetables and fruits and herbs, it's just amazing. And you get 10% off when you go to PrisonPlanet.com and link through on their banner on the right-hand side to Interfood. It goes to a special page where my listeners get 10% off by going to PrisonPlanet.com, or you can go to Interfood.com, or give them a call and get 10% off, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Balance energy all day long, detoxing effects, improved digestion, immune system support, healthy blood sugar, improved liver function, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, healthy radiant skin, reduce food cravings. It's got the plankton in it, all the good stuff. Greater mental clarity, 20 power-packed ingredients, weight loss. Folks, give them a call, 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. All right, going back to our guest, Latricia Majors. Latricia, okay, so they arrest you. Where do they take you?
They took me to the Lancaster Sheriff and held me. They said they were going to give me a citation and release me. But one of the police officers by the name of Riddle came there and told them to hold me for 8 hours, so I was released like 4:30 a.m. in the morning.
So just a little added pleasure.
Yes. Exactly.
All sticking together.
Yes.
All right, and so they held you 8 hours. What about your daughter? Who was out to get her?
My mom and my sister were there to get her. They actually gave her a ticket also for littering, for dropping the cake.
That's right, littering.
Yes.
Well, they white glove everybody. These schools are induction grounds for the prisons. That's the only industry we're going to have left at 25 cents an hour versus the Chinese slave goods. That's, by the way, the official plan. You think 4 million behind bars, 7 million in the system, something. It's going to get a lot worse, America. Besides, where are we going to put everybody when there's no jobs?
Absolutely.
What do you think of 63% of the people in prison for drugs being black when blacks are only 13% of the population?
The statistics doesn't add up. You know, we have a real crisis going on, and, you know, we need to take a closer look at, you know, what's going on as far as the drug industry as well. You know, a lot of people don't believe that discrimination is going on, but it is. It's live and well.
Well, if you're Rush Limbaugh taking 100 heroin pills a day, you're going to be fine.
Oh, exactly.
But if you're but if you're a zit-faced white kid or black kid and you got a marijuana cigarette, you're going to be spending maybe 6 months in jail the next time you will. Now let's walk through this because I want to let you go. I know you're busy. What do other parents say has been going on at the school?
Well, you know, Friday when we had the rally, a lot of parents came out, and there were so many different stories, you know. I even recall my daughters coming home last year and just telling me about some things that they witnessed, about the security guard slammed a boy up against the wall and busted his mouth. You know, they've been coming home and telling me stories, and I was just appalled, you know.
Yeah, these are real. These are real.
Justice, you know?
These are real tough guys.
Yes, yes. So it's been going on for quite some time. The school now they're holding a meeting today, you know, after it's been all over the news. Now they want to talk and hear parents' concerns. You know, the U.S. Department of Justice and the superintendent, the mayor, and the captain of the sheriff's department, they're all going to be down there today at 3:30 so they can maybe address some of our concerns. But, you know, yeah, now it's been splashed. They want to listen to us, you know.
Well, they just want to act like they listen to you. You need
exactly.
to get up. You need to get up and say, "I was framed and falsely charged." Here are the two big issues.
Exactly.
You get up and you say it has been in the news that there has been pain compliance deaths with tasers and with nunchucks, right there. And by the way, in Southern California, my daughter was tortured for not cleaning up the cake. She didn't touch him. He assaulted her and broke her arm, serious bodily injury. Then she was falsely charged when I demanded he be arrested. This is all on record. It's now a national issue. So,
yes, it is.
So you don't need to sit up here and tell us you're sorry and you do all this for our own good. We need to have the charges dropped on us.
Exactly.
And this man needs to be fired. And then if you want to get out of it quick, and I'll be happy to sign an agreement saying I'm not going to sue you. But say, you don't want this on your soul, falsely charging us. Everybody witnessed it. Everybody knows what happened. And so again, A, your daughter was tortured and had her arm broken for no reason. And B, then when you demanded something be done, you were arrested along with the video person.
Exactly.
And his sister. And that this has been... There's a great evil that's happened, and that the system needs to stop defending itself. And you need to tell all the parents, too, that they're there to pacify them.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, I know it's hard. You know, you work for the school district, and you don't make a lot of money, but it'd be better for children to not even go to school than to be in government training camps. It'd be better for children to just go get jobs working behind a counter and then reading books on their own. You're not going to learn anything in school. They learn how to use drugs. They learn how to go to prison. They learn how to dress like whores. They learn how to serve world government. I'm just telling you, everybody needs to get their children out of these camps. I mean, you certainly can't put your daughter back in that camp.
No, I'm going through that now. I told them that I didn't think that she could... will be able to continue her education there. Because, you know, I hold the principals at fault, the assistant principals, because although they didn't do it, they sat around and watched it being done. So they're just as guilty.
Oh, they love it. Now, when they broke her wrist, how long was she in cuffs when they put the, you know, because she should have been, by the way, that's a major tort. She should have been transferred via ambulance with a broken wrist.
Exactly, and I stated that to the police that she needed medical attention.
What'd they do, just laugh?
Basically. And she was in cuffs for, they transported us from Palmdale to Lancaster. That's a good 15-minute drive. But they pulled over on the way there and transported us from one police car into another police car. So that took about 5 or 10 minutes. And then we got to the station.
Well, I bet that was excruciating to have handcuffs on with a broken wrist.
Oh.
How many bones did it break, one or both?
You know what? I'm not sure. I didn't ask. The doctor just told me that it was broken, and he showed me the x-ray.
Well, think back to the x-ray. Was there a crack in both of the bones or one?
You know what? It's foggy now. I'm not sure.
Is there a way you can get those x-rays and scan them and mail them to me or email them?
I can try to do that.
Yes. Just ask him for duplicates. I'd like to post that on the web.
Okay.
Well, listen, how do we support you? How can we help you? I'm sorry that Johnny Cochran's firm hasn't taken the case yet. How do we get you some support? Or, I mean, what do you need? Just how can we help you?
Well, you know, I'm very grateful for everyone's support. You know, now what I'm basically concerned with is getting my daughter in some counseling, which I've done, you know, because she's traumatized behind this, you know.
Don't let them put her on Ritalin or Prozac.
Oh, no. Definitely not. You know, I'm kind of concerned with now.
Your daughter to buck up that they're criminals, and just tell her to buck up and win in life. You tell your daughter this from me. The best revenge, it's a French saying, the best revenge is living well. The best revenge is her growing up straight and strong, not getting out with bad men, not being used in life, being strong and being successful and working extra hours and being successful in life and being a winner. Long after that fat hog, has got a horrible life, being a degenerate pig, your daughter is going to be having a good life. You tell her, beat this, keep her head down, don't let them get her in their system, and be a winner. That's how she beats them.
I will.
All the counseling she
Great
needs.
Great advice, yes.
Yeah, just think of how miserable that pig's got to be.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And growing up being little, I never knew what black folks mean by pig. But, I mean, he looks like a pig. They act like pigs. By pig, they're just big, hoggish, hateful, giggling, snorting pig demons.
Mm-hmm. You know, this has caused a real hardship, you know, for me and my family because, I already live in check to check. I can't go to 2 months without pay, you know, that's going to be a real hardship.
And they're doing this to mothers everywhere. Well, do you want to give people your phone number or an address if they want to try to help you?
Sure. Sure. It's area code 661-992-7173.
Give it again, please.
661-992-7173.
Now, I know your daughter's wrist is broken, but I'll tell you how she beats them. She goes and she gets a job. And instead of watching television, like, tell her, make money, help her mama out. And, that's how you beat these people is you just work harder and you get in a position of power so you can protect yourself and your family.
Definitely.
That's the only reason to make money. Is so you got money to sue these people and money to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
It's not about baubles and trinkets. It's about protecting your family. Give your number out again.
661-992-7173.
I'll also ask people to pray for you that the right thing be done, that God move these people's hearts, not to bear false witness, which is a mortal sin, by the way, very evil. It's in the Ten Commandments, folks, one of the big ten. It's as bad as murder. Falsely accusing, falsely charging is ultra wicked, ultra evil, and you don't repent of it, you're damned to hell when you die. And bottom line, it's not too late for them to do the right thing. And where is this located at 3:30 today so some of our listeners can come to it?
It's going to be at the high school, at Pete Knight High School in Palmdale.
All right, I'm telling folks to go there with cameras, to get it up on YouTube, we'll link to it. Because, again, each story is international in scope because it shows their modus operandi. They falsely torture someone, then falsely accuse them to cover up what they've done.
Absolutely.
Just like 30-something percent of people on death row are totally innocent now with the DNA. This government is totally criminal and cannot be trusted to clean toilets, much less raise children. God bless you, Miss Majors, and we'll be praying for you.
Thank you for all of your support, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. We're trying to support you best we can. Take care. You see, if they wouldn't have destroyed all these communities, 90% of the time, 90-plus percent of the time, a man would be in the house, there'd be more money, and that child wouldn't be in a public school. But they break the families up, the woman's got to work, they put the child in a government camp where they prep them for prison. And I got the internal federal documents. It's all prepping for prison. Prepping for prison or for the New World Order system and what job they're going to have. Folks, if you don't have a lot of money, stop going out to eat. Stop buying big screen television. Stop taking everybody to the movies. Explain to your children they're under enemy attack. And then they won't care about baubles anymore. You got to address it right. Use the tribal initiative, the warning. Predators are after you. You've got to do what I say. I'll keep you safe. I'm going to make you a leader to protect yourself from the enemy. This is the way you teach them. And if you don't do the programming, the state and the media and the government will. And then you go out and you take your children to a soup kitchen. You show them poor people. You explain to them they're going to end up homeless if they don't get their act together. You take them into hospitals and you show them people that are sick. Don't do it until they're about 5 or 6. So they can understand. You take them and you show them what drugs and cigarettes will do. Take them to a cancer ward. And you take them out and you show them what the police are doing. And you show them how sick and degenerate and falling apart the society is. And you explain to them to keep their head down, dress nice, keep their mouth shut, You teach them they're better than the average scum out there that doesn't know anything and wants to be slaves. And believe me, they'll stop rebelling against you. And listen, you sell one of your cars if you got to. And one of you, I don't care if it's the man or the woman, one of you better stop working, and one of them better discipline those children and get them in order, and homeschool them or send them to a good private school if you got the money. There's still some good ones left. Most of them have been taken over by federal curriculum. And you keep them out of the system at all cost. When you put your child in a public school, you're putting them in a piranha tank. 95% of the time. Are there some super rich school districts that are okay? Yeah. But still, your child's going to learn how to be promiscuous and how to use drugs and learn how to be super preppy and feel inadequate and be with a bunch of social sharks. That's even worse. So when you look at that, there's no good schools. There's none. The society's collapsing. Evil is on the rise. Degeneracy is taking over. The FEMA camps are built. Get your children out now. And men, don't tell me you don't have the money. Stop drinking the beer, stop being lazy, and you go work three jobs to get your children out of those camps. That's your job. You work yourselves to death, and that's what it takes, you lazy trash!
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Welcome back. What a nice lady we just talked to, surrounded by predators.
Put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess.
A patriot could have told her, don't argue with that scum, act submissive, get out of there, and then wait a few weeks and then come after him legally. There's no way they would ever arrest that guy. I mean, that cop, that rent-a-cop could have ice-picked children in the head. He could barbecue them and fillet them. They charge the children for being filleted. I mean, that is not how it works. But she didn't know. She thought she'd get justice. And then calling the cops. That's like if you caught a demon in your basement, you'd call Satan to deal with it. But people don't know. They don't know. They don't understand. And again, I'm not saying all police are bad. I want to make that clear. The system is bad. The system is corrupt. The system is out of control, and I don't want to hear it. I mean, Austin Police Department was caught framing people a few years ago. The Houston Police Department's been caught industrially doing it. Every case that came through, they didn't even check the hair or blood. They just certified it as the person. Then later they got the samples and did tests, and they admitted it was a fraud. I've had the former FBI head of the crime lab coming on saying they framed everybody. Tulia, Texas, framing everybody. Dallas, all over the news, framing everybody. I mean, I can keep going around the rest of the country. Chicago cops running murder for hire, half of them in the mafia. By half of them, I mean in the detective and special vice squads. I mean, it's bad, folks. And they kill good cops and go after good cops. And this is serious. I mean, we're in serious trouble. It's like Burma is right now. Burma went bad. We're going bad. And it's going to be bad for police, everybody else. I don't hate police. But I hate pig monsters. I hate Hitler. I hate Stalin. I hate people like the Stasi who use their power to abuse people. They're not cops. They're not security guards. They're sick thugs. And they make good cops look bad. They make good cops look bad. And the mere fact that the system keeps defending all this means it's going to get worse and worse and worse until the badge is completely hated and completely discredited. There are a lot of good police out there, too. I mean, most cops pull you over, or you got a burglary, and the cops come. They're nice. They're helpful. But they're unable to get the bad cops off the force in most areas. Some areas have got good police forces because they got good police chiefs and good captains. But in most areas, it's getting worse and worse, and everybody knows it. I'm out of time for this hour. We're about to simulcast with Lou Epton via his radio station that's out in Las Vegas. And so I look forward to that starting up. And I would imagine that Lou's going to want to talk about this. FBI thought bombs brought down towers on 9/11. That's what I'm going to get into next when we start the next hour. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net are just two of the websites. And we'll come back and talk to Lou Epton on the other side. Stay with us. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.